When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we are going to talk about the U.S. House of Representatives. Our completely normal, totally functioning U.S. House of Representatives and what's going on up there. So we will talk about the Speaker of the House and refrigerators and laundry, along with some negotiations. Okay, so what's going on? The current Speaker of the House, Johnson, he is reportedly in negotiations with the White House so they can find some way to bring an aid package for Ukraine to the floor to get a vote, because apparently that is an incredibly complex thing. There have been a number of members of the Democratic Party who have publicly kind of indicated that if Johnson was to bring an aid package for Ukraine to the floor for a vote, and that caused him to face a motion to vacate, that he'd be in a good spot, that there are enough members of the Democratic Party to make sure that he's okay. Okay. Aid for Ukraine is still stalled at the moment, but there are negotiations taking place over this. Instead, according to reporting, next week, the U.S. House of Representatives will concern itself with the most important of issues in the United States, such as the Liberty in Laundry Act and the Refrigerator Freedom Act, along with an assortment of other appliance-themed legislation. Now, I do have to admit, I just skimmed the legislation, didn't read the whole thing, but it certainly appears that the main purpose of the legislation is to make sure that your future appliances aren't more energy efficient, that they don't have to be more energy efficient, meaning that you would end up paying more for your utility bill in the future. I must have missed the moment where lower utility bills became woke or something, but apparently that's a thing. So none of the pressing issues facing the country is, you know, slated to be talked about. They will be talking about refrigerators. And I guess they believe that there was overreach when some new regulations were put into place to make appliances more energy efficient and help the environment and save you money. I guess that's a bad thing for the current Republican Party. So I feel as though the very important legislation next week, I feel like that maybe the Senate is not really going to take that seriously. I feel like this is just wasted effort for social media clicks, because at some point in time they must have somehow manufactured some kind of outrage over this, and now they're trying to make good on their promise to, I don't know, cost you money. The U.S. House of Representatives has turned into just an absolute show. I personally cannot remember a point in time where it was more dysfunctional. But this is this is apparently the priority. So, liberty in laundry and all of that stuff. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.